There seems to be a continual question as to whether or not orthodontic treatment promotes the development of gingival recession. There have also been questions related to whether or not protrusion of the mandibular incisors or expansion of the maxillary posterior segments cause gingival recession. An article titled "Prevalence of Gingival Recession After Orthodontic Tooth Movements" by Jason W. Morris et al., which appeared in the May 2017 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics, addressed these questions. In this study, the authors evaluated a sample of 205 patients who were obtained from two private practice orthodontists. For each patient, frontal and buccal intraoral photographs, cephalometric radiographs, and patient models were used to evaluate recession at three different time points, namely at the beginning of treatment, at the end of treatment, and at long-term follow-up, which was at least 2 years after appliances were removed. Recession was measured bilaterally on the mandibular incisors, the maxillary premolars, and the maxillary first molars. Three angular cephalometric measurements were used to record the amount of mandibular incisor proclination during treatment. After statistically evaluating the results of their measurements, the authors came to the following conclusions. Only minimal amounts of gingival recession were evident immediately after orthodontic treatment. Gingival recession increased between the end of treatment and long-term follow-up. However, the amount of recession was not severe. There was no relationship of mandibular incisor proclination during treatment and the amount of gingival recession either during or after treatment. There was a weak association between the amount of maxillary expansion during treatment and the amount of post-treatment gingival recession. It was also mentioned that some authors have noted that the final incisor position may be more closely associated with long-term recession than the amount of proclination during treatment. The results of this study showed no difference in the amount of recession between subjects whose final IMPA was greater than 95 degrees and those whose incisors finished at 95 degrees or less. It was also interesting to note that substantially greater amounts of recession occurred during the post-treatment follow-up period, which averaged 15.8 years, than during active orthodontic treatment. The article concluded that the increases in recession observed after orthodontic treatment appear to be largely age-related, with similar amounts of recession occurring in untreated subjects, while the bottom line of this study is that there doesn't seem to be any relationship between orthodontic treatment, mandibular incisor protrusion, or maxillary posterior expansion and gingival recession, which is good news for orthodontists. It is important to understand that this does not mean that any amount of incisor protrusion or maxillary expansion is acceptable and will not incur periodontal damage, because these patients were treated by two private practice orthodontists who were obviously practicing under accepted orthodontic standards. You can find this article in the May 2017 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.